Hello, everyone. Welcome to the NTV 360 podcast. My name's Quinn Varela, and I'm the Director of Client Services and Training at NTV 360. And today we have an extremely exciting conversation lined up with Tyler Rainey, one of our field trainers. Tyler, it's so great to have you here.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So can you tell us a little bit more about what you do with our NTV 360 franchises in the field?
Absolutely.
And how you help them prepare for building their initial foundation of their network?
Absolutely. So my job is largely surrounding helping the franchisees of NTV 360 build out the understanding of the process of what they need when they go into the field. So I help them when it comes to sales training, learning the pitch, learning how to have conversations, role-playing, practicing, just preparing themselves as much as they can for when they actually do go out into the field and have the conversations with new people, new business owners, things like that.
And when you're out in the field training franchisees, what does a day typically look like?
So when we go out into the field, I don't like it to vary too much. I don't want to enter into the field with the thought process of whatever the day gives us. I don't like that. I like for the day to be planned out to where we know where we're going to go, who we're going to talk to, things like that. So when a franchisee has me go out there, generally the day is more or less mapped out of we're going to go here, 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 instead of just finding it as the day gives it to us. So when we go out into the field, we will have conversations with different business owners, with different, you know, gatekeepers, things like that. But I walk them through how to have the conversations, how to go out into the field and meet these people, break preoccupation, how to set a good appointment, how to get around gatekeepers, how to find who the business owner is. I just walk the franchisees through that specifically so they understand how to have those conversations. Because more often than not, these people haven't gone out into the field to have conversations with business owners. A lot of people and franchisees I work with, this is very new to them. They've never entered into a conversation like that where it's very cold or new. So I let them understand it's not as scary as it might seem when you're sitting at home or when you're prospecting or having calls with other people in client services. I let them know it's not overwhelming. It's just going out. You're just making friends. You're having conversations with people that are like-minded, people that you want to talk to, people that you find interesting, and let those good quality conversations lead you into fruitful conversations that help you and your business. Don't approach it so much from a point of it has to be right now, it has to be perfect, but rather, I just want to make friends. I want to work with interesting people. So when I go out with a dealer into the field, I help them see that it isn't scary or overwhelming. We're just looking for nice people.
So it sounds like there is no recreating the wheel, right? We have
right. The
tried and true concepts that mm-hmm. help people going out and have these conversations.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like the pitch that I teach people on and that I train people on is it's been proven out time and time again across the country. It doesn't matter where a franchise is, what state the franchisee's in, or anything. All of these conversations have been had time and time again with business owners all across the country. So I let people know you don't need to figure it out. You don't need to blaze a new trail. You don't need to, like you said, reinvent the wheel. All you need is I will give you the tools. I'll show you how to have that conversation. And then from there, I never expect a franchisee to cram themselves into like a Tyler-shaped box or a franchisee-shaped box or a Quinn box or anyone else box. I want them to feel like this is my path. I know how to have this conversation. And once I understand it, you know, intimately, then I can be myself. Then I can mix in a little bit of Tyler or Quinn or whoever the franchisee is, because your personality is who you are. You can't fake being who you are when you have these conversations. People can smell that. They can tell when you're a little bit full of it. So whenever you go out there, I want it to be just a good quality conversation where you can be yourself truly, because that's whenever a franchisee is able to really show what they're capable of and show the business owner they're talking to who they're going to be working with moving forward. They're not going to be working with me or anybody else in client services or you or anyone. They're working with that franchisee. So it's important that their personality and who they actually are shines out whenever they do give the pitch to business owners.
So it sounds like no matter what your background is, no matter what your experience is, we have a model that you can follow step by step.
Absolutely.
Regardless, do you see any type of qualities that our most successful franchisees really have?
Yes. when it comes to a successful franchisee, in my experience with them, it's just a willingness to work, like plain and simple. It does not need to be I have to be incredible at this or that or this system or this backend thing or this CRM. That's irrelevant. Like, it is helpful, yes, but bottom line, franchisees have to go out into the field. You have to have conversations. And when I interact with a franchisee and they let it be very clear to me that they're willing to talk, they're willing to be told no, they're not afraid of those things, that to me is a mark of a good franchisee who's ready to just walk out, have the conversations, and not shy away from being told no or walking into a business that has no idea who they are, what their business is, what they're doing, anything. If you're willing to go out and have the conversations and meet business owners and not shy away from being told no, you can be a successful franchisee.
Now, when you're working with franchisees, what is one of the first things that you focus on in training? I know that there's a lot to learn. What is one of the first steps in understanding this business?
I understand that every franchisee I talk to is going to be a different person, fundamentally. So I don't enter into a specific training like, okay, you're going to be just like the last person that I trained. It wouldn't work that way. So when I enter into a first interaction and training and conversation with a franchisee, my goal is to get to know that person and what they're capable of and their experience that they have leading up to this. Because so many people are so different, there's varying levels of not just sales experience, but business experience with a lot of franchisees we deal with. So when I have those conversations with them, the goal is to see kind of where they're at, and then we can build upon that. Like I said before, I don't want to cram people into a box that doesn't fit them. So as I have the conversations, I might learn from someone they've never done sales. They've never had a cold conversation or a cold call. I know with that franchisee that I really need to make sure we're focusing on the fear and trepidation of being told no or the new conversations. If someone's a little more experienced, I certainly wouldn't harp on those things. I try to make sure that we're going from where they're at, so we can build upon that stuff. So every conversation, the first one, is generally just to learn about that person and how I can best help them and build upon the things that they're already good at.
That's phenomenal. So you really tailor your training to who you're talking to, essentially.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely
great. And can you tell me a little bit of an example of how you would train somebody differently versus somebody who's been in sales, marketing, maybe in the past or their entire life, versus somebody who's completely new to outside sales?
Great question. With people who have like no sales experience or anything, I know that we have to focus on things that are scary in the beginning parts. And for a lot of people that I train, the scary parts are walking into a business cold and being told no. Those are the big fears that people have. So with a franchisee I'd worked with in the past, that was a huge, huge fear, just even having the conversations. So through effort and work, like, we had to have simple practices of, let's just talk with each other. Let's just make sure that you understand having the conversation isn't overwhelming. And from there, we built upon that to the point of, now you know how to talk. Let's go out into the field and meet new people and new business owners. And then once that became more comfortable, from there, we were able to take that and learn from the, you don't have to be afraid of no. Main thing with being told no is it's not personal, right? The person across from us, when we're giving a pitch or talking about our business or the franchisee, is with that person, a lot of times the first thought is, oh my gosh, they hate me, right? They don't want to hear from me. They don't like me. But the person that you just gave the pitch to, they don't know you from Adam. They don't know you at all. They can't know you personally. So when they tell you no, it's not about you. It's just, I don't want to hear it.
They could have just had a bad day.
100%, 100%. And so that fear of being told no, we think it's about us personally, when in reality, it really oftentimes is not. So once we know that, and I help a franchisee understand that, we can build on that to set that fear aside, to go out and have those conversations. Then once we have those conversations, I encourage every franchisee that I talk to reach back out to me often. I want to be not just like a trainer or someone that critiques them, but also I want to like help them and be a cheerleader for them, to where when they have a success, they call me and say, Tyler, this went really well. So, you know, or also, hey, Tyler, I'm running into this thing over and over and over. How can we fix that? So I want to be a real-time feedback to these franchisees so they understand and learn how to have those conversations and make them fruitful. The line of, that person is a born salesman, they get it, I think that's a farce. I don't think that that's real. Any person can become a successful salesperson if you're just willing to have the mindset of, I want to work, I want to learn, I want to build on what I'm good at and learn things that I've never done and become better at those things. So to answer the other half of your question of people who have extensive sales experience, with those people, we can kind of pick up the ball together and just run from there. I don't need to teach them how to have a conversation or how to not be afraid of no. So when I talk to franchisees with more sales experience, we can have a little bit higher level conversation to where I can ask them specifically, where in the sales cycle are you running into snags? Where are you having issues? How can I help you with that specifically? And when I ask more pointed questions of that type of franchisee, we both know we're speaking the same language and can build upon that and go from there. So when they have specific questions about objections or smoke screens or things of that nature, we know what we're both talking about, that it's a shared language. We can build on that and I can help them go from there to become better and more successful with the conversations that they have.
So it seems that, I mean, really the mentality is the biggest thing that you're having to teach people who have not been experienced in sales, is how to have thick skin, how to speak with confidence, and how to build urgency in your conversation.
Very much so. Very much so. A lot of people, it's just a fear, like in any capacity of, I've never done anything like
never
this.
Done it.
I'm having to do something brand new. I mean, anyone can relate to that. Anytime we enter into something new, there is a little bit of fear of insecurity. So whenever I have conversations with the franchisees, I like to find out what that fear is so I can let them know it's not a big deal. Like at the end of the day, the person, the business owner that we're talking to, if they don't tell you yes, it's okay. You're never going to hear from them again. It's not the end of the world if they tell you no. It's not the end of the world if they don't like the offering. There are hundreds of people in every single franchisee's territory who want to have the conversations, who see value in the things that we're offering to them. So if one person says no, it's not the end of the world. If anything, it's a positive because that moves us that much closer to having a quality conversation with people who will say yes. No's, in my mind, are a good thing rather than a negative. And the sooner that a franchisee or any salesperson can shift their mind to no's are bad to no's are actually good because they bring me closer to a yes, the more quickly I think a franchisee will see success because they don't have the fear of the no.
So really, people who are learning sales, it is thick skin, overcoming objections, and getting out there, and it's a numbers game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've gone out into the field with different franchisees, and when we have these conversations and run into the business owner or a great situation or someone that we needed to catch when we were in the business, and we get back out into the car and they high five and say, man, we're really lucky today. And I like to tell them, there is no luck. We go out into the field, we have the conversations, and through having those conversations, you naturally run into people. It's not a matter of luck, it's a matter of putting in the work. Sales is just a numbers game. You run into people, you have a lot of conversations. Naturally, when you do the inputs, the outputs will follow. It's a numbers game.
Tyler, you've made this business seem very simple. I mean, you go out there, you have conversations, and you land clients. Walk us through a little bit more of the steps of what it takes from landing a venue partner to actually getting them onboarded, screen installed, everything's completed.
So when a franchisee lands a venue partner, generally the conversation is going to end up with a yes either the first or the second time. It's not a long process. So from there, we can kind of get to work, like specific work. The franchisee will go back to that location, the venue partner, and talk to them about what really matters. To me, this is the most important part of the process. The way that we take care of their business initially and how we focus on it, it's their baby. Like they've bled, sweat, and cried over their business before. So when a franchisee shows that care and respect to a business owner when it comes to creating ads, they talk about their business. They're talking about their child, if you will. So whenever they pay good attention to that, it sets up the entire sales process moving forward when it comes to not just the screen aspect of the business, but selling DMS products and building and fostering that long-standing relationship with the location. So whenever they set up a venue partner, they really pay attention to the business specifically about what they care about and what they want those ads to say about them. From there, they shoot it off over to us at Client Services. We create the entire ad for that person. The franchisee will then set up a time for an install with the venue partner through their installer, set the TV up. We've created the ads quickly and run them up on the TV. Generally, it's inside of a week for that to happen, from the yes conversation to putting up a TV on the wall. So when the venue partner says yes and we're putting up a TV on the wall, There's this old saying I say to all types of people that I train, which is motion causes emotion. When we're in a building and you're showing the person, hey, where are we going to put your TV? We like to use a lot of ownership language. Your TV, your ads, your business, your clients, where will they see your things? So as we walk through their business and I show them, where do you think this would be most visible? Where do you think this TV would show off your advertisements the best? It lets that business owner know, this is real. This is happening. It's exciting for them. It's like the test drive of the car. Once you're in it and you feel it and you see what it looks like, it becomes much more exciting, which then makes the opportunity stickier so that the venue partner isn't going to back out later on down the line.
So what are some common misconceptions when it comes to how hard or easy it's going to be to landing your venue partners and laying your initial foundation?
Right. The main misconception I hear is when I go into a place, they're just going to tell me no. I'm being annoying. I'm barging in on their business. And that's a big part of the fear that they have to walk in and have those conversations. Bottom line, when you walk in there, you're bringing value to this business. Any franchisee that walks into any business they have a conversation with, they're not misleading people. They're not saying something that's not true. They're bringing tangible value to their business. And so another thing I hear a misconception is, well, they're not going to want to hear it or give wall space to me or share anything and have a conversation with other businesses or customers of other businesses. That's simply untrue. The main thing that we do here is the cross-networking and talking to each other's businesses. When we articulate the value to a potential venue partner and that business owner, we let them know you have an opportunity to have your story told to hundreds, if not thousands of people every single day, constantly talking about them to drive people into their business. There is no being annoying when it comes to that or interrupting or they don't want to share wall space. It's just a barter. We're not even talking money here. We're talking about bartering. Wall space equals exposure. What business owner does not want that, would not want to have that opportunity in front of them? So if you have that misconception of I'm being annoying or they're going to tell me no or not work with me, put that aside, because when we bring real value to the table, potential business owners do want to be a part of that, plain and simple.
So it's a no-brainer. We're giving them essentially advertising at no investment to theirs.
Right.
We're investing to their business on the inside as well as the outside to give them this hyper-local advertising. Who wouldn't want to do it?
Absolutely. It is a no-brainer. I try to make it to the point when I talk to a business owner, I want to provide so much value to them that whenever they have any objection, it's null. They can't say anything about it because I've brought so much value to the table that they can't have any objection to it. So what I do is teach those franchisees how to build that value, how to talk about the things that matter to business owners and what will raise their eyebrows and stand out to them so that when you do ask, does this sound like something you want to take advantage of? There's no other answer but yes, because it makes sense for their business. There is a ton of value behind the offering.
And you're building urgency as well. You can say things like, we are only building 20 locations in this city, mm-hmm. or we are only building 50 venue partners within this area.
Right.
And the first come, first serve. Other than that, you kind of missed out.
Absolutely. Like, that is a huge motivator to business owners is the fear of missing out, right? Fear of loss. Whenever they know this is a fleeting thing, I'm not leaving all of this money on the table indefinitely. Grab it when you want it. I'll be here. When they understand I'm only doing this temporarily for a select number of businesses, mm-hmm. a select type of business for a certain amount of time, that motivates the business owner to come on a little bit more quickly. We can't leave the offering. It's so attractive. We can't just leave it on the table indefinitely.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that almost cheapens what we're talking about. So when the person across from us understands this is a fleeting opportunity, take advantage while you can, that helps the franchisee close that deal because the potential business owner isn't just sitting on that offering, wondering and thinking, is this good? Is it not? They understand if I want this, I have to act now, which helps build the network that much more quickly.
Speaking of building the network quickly, what are the best venue partners to build your network with initially?
I always tell franchisees I work with, we want interesting businesses, businesses where people spend time. Whenever I walk into a potential venue partner, I like to validate that business. Hey, I came in here for a specific reason, right? And when franchisees walk into these places, I want them to have that same mindset. Go to a place that you can't find on every corner. go to a place where when you mention it to another potential venue partner, hey, I have screens in blank location, if their eyebrows raise or they light up and, oh my gosh, wow, you guys are in there, that's how you know it's a good host location. That's how you know you landed an incredible venue partner. So look for places like that. Talk to other business owners. Talk to your friends that live in the city. Talk to people that know and live and breathe the same place that you do and learn from them where they would like to be. When you land a venue partner, ask them, hey, if you were me, where would you go? Where would you want your ads to be played? When they tell you these things, listen. They're telling you, I want my ads played here. Not just because somebody that they happen to know owns the place. They know people frequent those things. So if you know your city and the territory that you got as a franchisee, lean on those things. Lean on what you already know. Lean on the feedback that you get from the business owners and run in the direction that they tell you to.
So interesting you say that, because I mean, name dropping businesses that apply to their demographic or apply to their area mm-hmm. are huge in raising those eyebrows. I remember when we had landed Avalanche Harley Davidson, mm-hmm. we mentioned very small, and we have Dirty Dogs Roadhouse, the biggest biker bar in Colorado down the street. They said, great, how do we become a venue partner? So right. just mentioning where we knew their customers were dwelling, it instantly got them on board.
Absolutely. Just the social proof aspect of what we do provides so much credibility to other potential venue partners. When you can lean on the locations that you've already landed and point back, well, he did it, why wouldn't you? That provides a sense of, well, I don't want to miss out on this. Like, I know that guy. He works mm-hmm. down the road from me. I see him every single day. If he's doing it, I like him. I don't know this franchisee, but I like that guy. That helps to give you the credibility to land those locations, to open other doors to other locations. Use the social proof by all means. It's that keeping up with the Joneses type of mindset that people have. Use that to your advantage.
FOMO.
Yes,
FOMO.
Exactly. We don't mm-hmm. want people to have that fear of missing out. We want them to think this is a good opportunity that another business owner that I know and trust does. Let me run in the same direction.
So Tyler, you are phenomenal in working with franchisees to help them scale their networks fast. I mean, most of the franchisees that work with you are laying their first 20 indoor billboards within the first 30, 60, 90 days. So in your opinion, what separates those who build their initial network before that 90 days ends or those who are struggling a little bit more to get momentum?
By and large, the franchisees that I work with, the ones who succeed just say, I have to go out and work. That's all it boils down to. The ones who might flounder a little bit tend to think everything has to be perfect. They fall into this line of thinking of, if I can just get every single duck in a row, then when I approach these conversations, there's no option but for them to say yes. And that's a little bit silly. We can't expect every single thing to be perfect. It's analysis paralysis. Right? When you sit down at the desk and think, I'm going to do a ton of admin work and prepare every single thing before. I had a franchisee that did this often. He would always, every time we would check in, all he wanted to do was make sure every duck was in a row. And then when we would have a check-in call later and I'd say, hey, how did the conversations go? Oh, well, that guy didn't even answer the phone. So you spent so much time putting everything together before and it was wasted because somebody didn't answer. That's incredibly demoralizing. And then you sit there and think, I spent so much time and effort to try to get things ready and it was pointless. Whereas the other franchisees on the other side of the coin, they go out into the field and think, I just have to have conversations. That is my goal. I go out, for me personally, I think I just want to meet people that I like. I just want to make friends with people. I want to work with and have partnerships with people that I legitimately enjoy. So when I go out into the field and I train different franchisees, I preach the same thing. You don't have to convert every person that doesn't like the offering. You don't have to win every single person over. It's impossible. You will wear yourself out and ruin your morale if that's what you're trying to do. Approach the conversations with a mindset of, I just need people that like me and that I like and that understand what I'm doing, and I can build on that. You can find 1 to 2 people easily every single day that are willing to listen to you and want to entertain what you're doing. They, at one point, were very likely also a small business owner. They, at some point, understood how difficult it was to get the ball rolling. When you can appeal to their better nature about what they're talking about and say, hey, you were in my position at one point, too, and go from there, that lets them know this isn't just some random person here. It's someone who is in the same position that I was once in. So if a franchisee truly wants to succeed and go out into the field and hit the ground running, the main piece of advice, the simplest way I can word it, is go out and work. Go have conversations. When you do the inputs, the outputs follow always. Put the effort in, you will see success.
So it sounds that the people who really separate when it comes to being successful, laying their 20 networks in that 30, 60, 90 days versus those who flander a little bit is really simply just talking to people.
Absolutely. You're not going to land venue partner locations from your living room. You're not going to land those in your home office. The way you're going to land those locations is going out, hitting the pavement, and having face-to-face conversations with these people, whether that's in their business or networking events or BNIs. Having the conversations with someone will lead to much more success than sitting and poring over every last detail of hoping and praying and looking through LinkedIn and finding who the right conversation person is when you can't go out and catch them anyway. Yeah. Go into the field, have the conversations, and you will see success.
And you've been in the field, so you firsthand understand exactly what everyone's up against, but you also coach people on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
On what those field tactics really look like. With that, you are one of the most passionate trainers that I've ever met. You genuinely care about helping people succeed.
Absolutely.
And giving them advice to really build their initial infrastructure and even beyond into sales. What does the support that you offer look like after initial training? I know you meet with people on a weekly, daily basis as they're going through training. What does that look like after they've laid their initial foundation?
So every franchisee I work with, I really preach and harp on, I want to be not just like a trainer to you or someone who tweaks the things you're saying or critiques what you're doing right or wrong. I want to be a cheerleader for you, but I also want to be really helpful to you. I get energy from taking things that might be a little confusing or complicated or just doesn't make any sense, period, to a franchisee that I'm talking with. And when I can take those muddy waters and clear them up, and suddenly there's the aha light bulb moment of, oh my gosh, I understand why we're doing this. I get this. That fires me up. Like, truly, I get excited about that.
I know it does. I watch it.
Yes, it pumps me up. It really does. So whenever I talk to these franchisees and I tell them, let me help you. I want to be a cheerleader for you. I want to work with you and grow with you. I truly mean that. Whether or not a franchisee takes me up on being that cheerleader for them is one thing. But the franchisees that I work with who truly see that I want to do that and lean into that, they see more success than others. I have a dealer that I work with often, and every time he sets up a location, he texts me, I call him. How did it go? What happened? What did you do right? What did they say? How do you feel, man? Are you excited about this? And we build on that. Whereas other people who don't want to talk to me, they think, oh, this is a scary situation. I don't want to go to this because I might be told something I'm doing is wrong. Those people, when they have that fear with me, they don't have the same focus of training that I can give them and the excitement that I can pass on to them. So I would encourage every franchisee that I work with to truly utilize what I can do for them so that they can see the success. Because when you go out into the field totally alone, it can be an isolating and scary place. When you're going out, I've done it, been totally on my own with other things in the past, and it becomes demoralizing, it becomes scary, it becomes difficult to leave the house. So whenever you have someone who intimately understands what you're going through and the type of conversations you're having and the things you're running into and the no's you're getting, and more importantly, the yeses you're getting, that creates a sense of community to where even if it's just me and that franchisee themselves, they can still have somebody to lean on to where it's not just talking to their spouse or their friends at the end of the day. Guess what I did? I understand specifically what they're dealing with, and I can help bolster the things they're doing well and fix and repair the things that they're not necessarily doing super great on. So it's just the real-time feedback aspect of what they're running into and getting that I can help them with, that when franchisees truly take advantage of, that's when they can set themselves apart, and that's where they will grow more, is just utilizing the tools that myself and client services offer to those people. We have a whole tool belt for you. It'd be silly not to take advantage of what we do for you. So I always, always, always harp on it with franchisees. I want to help you. I truly get energized when I help people. It excites me when I get a text from a franchisee saying, I landed a location. Let me be excited for you. You shouldn't be excited alone. And also, you shouldn't be sad alone either or anxious alone. Let me help you through the bad times and the good times as well. And the more you have somebody to lean on in those rougher times, the better the good times feel. right?
So you're not only helping people understand the initial information of building the foundation of their network, what marketing looks like in this business, what sales looks like in this business, but you're also helping them for the lifetime of their business. You are essentially a coach, a consultant, a cheerleader,
yes,
somebody to help them with every stage and beyond. What do you feel is the most rewarding part of your role here at NTV 360? Because you're obviously very passionate about what you do.
Yes, I really am. And what is most rewarding to me is when I can take someone who might have been confused by things or have just a severe anxiety of having those conversations, and when I can show them it's not as scary as you might think, or as overwhelming as it might feel, or as complicated as it initially seems, it's just talking to someone. You can go out and have a conversation. You've been talking to people your whole life. Just do the same thing from the standpoint of, well, this is about a business that I own. So when I can help people understand that this is something they're capable of doing and take that and build upon it and grow from there, that's when I get excited. It's almost like seeing, you know, a kid grow up, right? Like when you see you were really struggling in the past, you needed a lot of help. But when we build on that and fix the things that need fixing, and then you watch running and you see them doing better from there, that's when I get excited. It's like I had a direct hand in that person becoming better. Let's go. Like, I don't know if they were able to do it with another trainer or with another person who was consulting with them. When they talk to me and I'm able, Tyler, to help them get better, that's when I get excited. Like, I helped you grow your business. I helped you become better. I helped you become a better conversationalist. A lot of times, there's a franchisee I worked with specifically who he told me, Tyler, the way that we talk together has helped me in my other job, has helped me become better at
That's
those
incredible.
Conversations. I'm not as anxious to talk to my boss anymore because I now know how to have a conversation and to achieve what I'm trying to say. If I can make somebody more articulate with their friends, their family, a potential other job that they have, that's when I get excited. Like, just making people better makes me feel better.
So you get filled up by helping coach people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's very rewarding whenever I can take somebody that needed help, give them the help that they need, and I see a tangible, real result from the work that we did together.
So Tyler, just one last question for you. If you could give any advice to somebody just looking into buying this franchise or somebody who's just starting this franchise, what advice would that be?
The main piece of advice that I would give to any potential franchisee is it doesn't matter what your level of experience is, we can build off of that, truly. The idea of the born salesman, like I said before, I don't think that it exists. For me personally, when I entered into sales, I did door-to-door. I sold alarms door-to-door. The first time I went out into the field, it was cold in northern New Mexico, and I was so anxious to knock on the door. I had huge pit stains on
both
of my arms.
That's a tough job in itself.
It's awful. It's horrendous, but it truly helps you cut your teeth in getting good at sales, right? But when I went up to this first door, I was so anxious. I was so scared. I knocked like hoping that they wouldn't come to the door. And when they came out and just, what are you doing? I froze up. My tongue was in my throat. I couldn't say anything. Mm-hmm. And the note that I left was, toughest sell ever. The guy wouldn't talk to anyone. And so from there, I was able to learn and build my sales through a matter of effort, right? So any potential franchisee that I work with, I've done that for myself personally. So I can help them understand the ways to learn about the sales psychology, the sales process, what they need to do, and how to raise the eyebrows and pique the interest and build value in an offering so that the things that I've learned and I had to pour over and go through all the hours and the tons and tons and tons of no's that I was told, all of that experience and effort that I did, I can pass that on to other people. So if someone has fear and anxiety of going out and having conversations, it's okay. I had that as well. I was anxious as well. And yet now this is what I do. So if we can take just even the slightest excitement to do what we're doing here, to be a franchisee, we can build on that. If someone is willing to go out and put the effort into the field, to be told no by business owners, to have uncomfortable conversations, to meet people that they didn't think they would normally meet, if they can go from there, we can build a territory for someone easily. It's just a matter of effort. So the thing that I would tell franchisees that are considering this is, don't be afraid if you're not at a high level of sales, if you're not a sales wizard, or I've never had cold conversations. Don't worry about that. There's plenty of people that I personally work with that have never done sales, and I've been able to take that lack of experience and impart my own experience to help them learn how to have the conversations. So don't be afraid of any level of experience. We can build on things and you can be successful if you're willing to work. You have to go out, you have to have the conversation. So if you can have a mindset of effort and conversations, you will be able to do this business, plain and simple.
For more information on how to become an NTV 360 franchisee, please contact us at ntv360.com. NTV 360, watch us.